WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
TV critic David Bianculli recently got a preview of what we're in store for this fall season. He attended the TV press tour in Los Angeles, at which all the broadcast and cable networks unveil their new shows. David, are we in for a good season?
I don't know. I don't think so. But we're not in for like one of the all-time worst, but it's a pretty bland season because of all the advertising scares and everything that happened and people not wanting to take risks with programming or with content.
Are there specific programs that were hit hard by pressure groups, and is that getting reflected now in specific programs?
Yeah, they were targeted. Married with Children on Fox is the most famous example because of the housewife, Terry Ricolta. And so in this fall, there aren't going to be the sort of outrageous content programs that Married with Children has. But the irony here is that Married with Children has more than doubled its audience since this flap happened. So I think that either at mid-season or next year, we may see the pendulum swing back again and people go for the ratings rather than the sensibility.
What are some of the new shows?
Well, it's like you have big stars. You have Richard Chamberlain in a weekly series playing a doctor.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, I know. He hasn't done that in 20-some years. You have Jackie Mason playing a Jewish comedian in Chicken Soup. You have Lindsay Wagner playing a zookeeper in Peaceable Kingdom. The best shows, I think, to look for are The Famous Teddy Z, which comes from Hugh Wilson, who did WKRP in Frank's Place. And then Life Goes On, which is a family-type drama about a family. One of the children is autistic, but it's not maudlin. And even though I cringed at the subject matter from the description because I didn't think it could be done right, the show does it very well.
What's the Jackie Mason program about? Chicken Soup?
Chicken Soup, he lives with his mother. Lynn Redgrave is his next-door neighbor, and they're going to be romantically involved. The alleged humor here is that she's Catholic, he's Jewish, and it's sort of like Bridget Loves Bernie, except for real.
And The Famous Teddy Z, that's one created by the same people as Frank's Place and,
right.
And KRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
what's the storyline?
The storyline here is that this is based on an actual incident. You may be able to fill in the names here, but I really can't. It's about a young guy who was just in the mailroom of a like William Morris type agency and was sent on an errand to bring a big star, who in reality was Marlon Brando, back from the airport. And by the time he got back, they'd gotten in a fight. Marlon Brando loved him and signed him on as his agent. So here's this kid with no experience who all of a sudden is one of the big players in Hollywood. And Hugh Wilson hates Hollywood so much that it ought to make for a fun series.
Did you get a sense that the new season is going to be dominated by the broadcast networks, or are the independents like Fox and the cable stations really catching up in terms of the viewers that they're reaching?
They really are catching up. As a matter of fact, Fox is beating the networks this summer in certain rating spots, and so the networks can't deny their presence anymore, and they're all being aggressive. But to react, instead of making better programs, they're promoting their promotions. I mean, NBC and CBS are making deals with Kmart and making deals with Sears, and you're going to see all these ads, and they're promoting their ads, not their programs. We've had people tell us about their ads.
So to sum up, a bland season?
Well, a safe season, but there's always mid-season. I mean, a lot of the best shows of the last few years have come up, you know, they've held and seen what works, and then when most stuff doesn't work, that's when we got the Wonder Years and things like that. So I hate to dismiss a whole season just based on being sort of bored early.
What's the show you're going to miss most that's getting replaced by something you don't like?
Frank's Place. I really, really loved Frank's Place. And, stuff like Mission Impossible comes back and Frank's Place doesn't. This is not a world I want to live in all the time.
Oh, well. David Bianculli, thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot.